Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, February 23rd, 2020.
First reading comes from Exodus chapter 24, verses 8 through 18. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, and it were a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on the Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to the lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy has ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took with him and Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to him Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses, and one for Elisha." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Increase in our sweet praise.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever tried to have a conversation with someone only to have that other person constantly interrupt you and talk over you? They're so anxious to hear themselves talk that they haven't even heard a word you've been saying. Annoying, to say the very least. A waste of time. Absolutely. So if I may ask, how do you tend to deal with people like that? Now, I know we're all Christians here, but it's okay. Go ahead and admit it. You step over to the other side of the church when you see them coming. You cross the street when you see them coming your way. When you see them walking out into the narthex, you exit stage left out the door. You do your very best to avoid any communication with them whatsoever. You think to yourself, after all, I'm not going to be able to get a word out. What's the use? You know, even when you're trying to sell someone like that something urgent, something that demands their immediate attention, you find that they're too busy flapping their yaps to listen to you. And then you're forced to do what you hate to do. You've got to do the interrupting. Hello? Are you listening to me? Would you please shut up and pay attention? Your house is on fire! And sadly, the very best of us, all of us, have been guilty of paying attention, not paying attention at one time or another. And so it is today in our text. The Lord Jesus leads Peter, James, and John up the mountain so that he can reveal to them a glimpse of his divine glory. And there we are told he was transfigured before him. This day is a good example, with the sun shining, his face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as lightning. Now, if that's not mind-boggling enough, Moses and Elijah appear, and they start talking with Jesus about his mission as he heads to Jerusalem to be crucified. Now, you would think a conversation like that would get everyone's attention, right? But then again, there's Peter. And Peter chimes in and declares, "Lord, it is good that we are here. Let me tell you what I think. I'll raise three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. And then you'll be able to continue your summit meeting without any interruptions at all." So Peter interrupted. Well, Peter had it all figured out, didn't he? He had no problem interrupting Jesus, Moses, and Elijah to tell them all about it either. Now, of course, we know that was Peter, full of zeal, never short on opinion, but often short on patience and wisdom. Now here comes my favorite part of the story. Even as Peter is carrying on and saying all these things, God's voice booms from the cloud. And he declares, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Now I'd say we could read between the lines, but we really don't have to here. What a fatherly and yet very direct way of telling his child, Peter, to stop. Shut up and listen. Stop talking. And of course, we know exactly what happened then, don't we? The disciples got so terrified that they fell down on their faces and prostrated themselves. Not a word was said. They didn't move a muscle. Not until Jesus went over himself and touched them and told them, "It's okay. Get up." I love that story, and I hope you do too. Now, Peter talks and God speaks up. Why did God speak up at that moment? Well, God sure wasn't interested in hearing about Peter's plan. God wanted Peter, James, and John to hear and see that plan Jesus was making known to them. What an honor. What an undeserved honor for those average guys to be chosen to be seen and heard, and to see and hear what we would like to see and hear for ourselves. And it also needs to be said that God's will did not agree with Peter's will. So in his perfect wisdom, God put an end to Peter's foolishness before it could go on any further. My friends, have any of you ever been guilty of hogging the conversation? Ask yourself, why do you do it? Do you have all the answers? Unlike all those other people you're constantly interrupting? And while we're at it, whose will are you concerned with? God's or your own? Are you paying attention to Him? Well, it's easy to find out because your own words and your own actions will provide the answer to that question. While it's a very simple question, it's one that deserves an honest response. Now, let me tell you this. God has interrupted me on many occasions. You see, there have been times when I've tried to set the agenda, only to be taught that my will has nothing to do with God's will whatsoever. And of course, that's not very good, is it? There's been more than one occasion when God has used situation and circumstance to say, Bruce, stop. Be quiet. That's not the way it's going down. And when He brings me to that sense of my fallen self, I can feel embarrassed, sometimes frustrated, and sometimes even angry. And yet, when He interrupts me in the midst of my own going on, my own sinful and self-serving ways, when He does that to put an end to all my foolishness so that before I can make things any worse, it is then that I see all the more clearly how much God really loves me. Listen. St. Paul was inspired to write, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. As a pastor, how often I have quoted that passage. And as a sinful human being, how often have I failed to listen to what God is saying to me? How about you? It's so easy to get swept up in the daily hustle and bustle. It's so sad when we refuse to be still and be quiet and listen to God. Looking around, I don't see it today. Often I catch somebody toying with their smartphone during the sermon, during the service. And I would tell them, that's not very smart at all. God wants us to listen to Him. Now think about this, if you will. How many people do you know who don't know the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ? And when I say this, I'm not talking about unbelievers. What about all the people who call themselves Christians and still don't understand the full measure of God's love and mercy for them right here in His means of grace? How many Christians, don't even think about what's at the table here when they come forward to receive Holy Communion? How many forget that it's Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Son of Almighty God, who says, take and eat. This is my body and my blood given for you. I give it to you for the forgiveness of your sins. And how many Christians will leave here today doubting their own salvation? None, I hope. Especially when the blessed truth is this. It's finished. But obviously, some people are not listening. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you listening? You know, even when the disciples were led down that mountain by Jesus, He undoubtedly had to interrupt what was probably a pretty excited conversation between the guys. After all, they had just seen the Lord in all their glory. And yet Jesus would remind them, tell no one what you've seen here today until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. Now, obviously, I was not there with Peter, James, and John, but I thought to myself, if I was there, I would say, Jesus, are you kidding me? I'd be anxious to tell everyone. And I'm sure Jesus would say, no, I'm not. You see, Jesus wanted them to have all the facts before they went out and started running their mouths. Walking away from the mountain telling everyone about the glorified Christ was not God's will. Not just yet. First would come Good Friday. And there could be no glory until His suffering for us was completed. They must bear witness to His death before they could speak of His glory. And that, of course, would come when He rose over sin, death, and the grave. His mission could allow for no misinterpretations or no misunderstandings. So the disciples needed to be patient and wait and watch. They needed to have all the facts before they could go out and tell everyone what they had seen and heard. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you get it? Jesus took them up the mountain to give them a glimpse of who he really is. And once that they could see for themselves that he is the Christ, Almighty God in the flesh himself, they would be prepared for what was soon to come. And then they wouldn't lose all hope and faith when that came to pass. God speaks to you by his word today, and Jesus tells you, he doesn't want you to lose all hope and faith. Jesus knows exactly how hard life is for you. You must remember that he lived it too. As a matter of fact, he lived it for you. He understands you all too well. And he will never abandon you to your own devices. He didn't bring us this far to pull the rug out from under us. He told us that he is with us always, even to the end of the age. And your loving Lord is right here, right now, to give you a glimpse of himself in his word and in his sacrament, where you will receive that great foretaste of the feast that is yet to come. And that, my friends, is exactly what God is doing here today. And gratefully, he doesn't find it necessary to shake us up in that same terrifying way he did Peter, James, and John. Through the very simple, simple means of a called and ordained servant of Christ, your Lord and Savior holds out to you the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, the salvation that he purchased for you with his own blood. By his grace, I hold out to you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, of course, you know the rest of the story, but lest you ever forget, Jesus Christ suffered on a cross. He died to pay your sin debt to God. He was raised up in the flesh to declare victory over sin, death, and hell. Because of Christ, because of your baptism into Christ, into his death and resurrection, these glorious victories of Jesus Christ are yours, and yours by faith alone. And so, God grants you a faith that sees and hears the whole story. May he grant you a living faith which not only trusts in his word and sacrament, but hungers for it here, and then goes out from here into your daily lives to boldly tell of the Christ who was crucified and raised for you all. And finally, if you find it necessary to interrupt someone to get the truth out there, well, then so be it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your